Welcome to the Future Chia Podcast. I'm Leon Fitzpatrick.
And I'm Jos Stalla.
And we'll be talking about everything from Taoism to design to traditional Chinese medicine and everything in between.
And we talk about how to make purpose out of life and life out of purpose. Whatever that means.
Join us for our next amazing adventure into the unknown.
Yeah, welcome back to the nice nature here. It's so lovely and peaceful here. And just before I cleaned the table for the recording, Kirsten found a nice white-tailed spider.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, according to Kirsten's word, they'll kill you more than a red bat.
Yeah, you'll be more dead.
So I'm still trying to work out what it means. They kill you more than a red bat.
They always say that there's fate's worse than death. So the worst than death is other death, more death.
And I most likely looked at that because it's a tiny little spider.
Mm.
And when it sits on you, the acid actually dissolves the skin and causes all kinds of reactions and you die. Yeah.
I've never heard of this though.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of redbacks, obviously, and we've got I think the Sydney funnel web is one of the most venomous spiders in the world. And it's a domestic spider.
And then we've got the white tail.
I never knew about this white tail though. It's the first time hearing about this.
Yeah. So. People die.
Right. So it doesn't even bite you. It just drops acid on you.
Yeah. It's some kind of acid on you. Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't hallucinate. You just
that'd be nice. At least you have a good time before you die.
Yeah. And it dissolves the flesh and then suddenly sort of.
I'm just going to do a quick check on the. Yeah. Excuse me for a second.
All right. It gets some sort of skeleton look for a while and then
There's
no flesh left.
I've got to look this up after I leave and get home safely. I'm going to look up white tail spiders.
Yeah, in case you get home. Yeah.
Right. Or one finds its way in the car.
You know. At least we got the podcast out through.
Someone's going to have to publish it. Yeah, I'll have to make sure nothing attached to my car too. You know.
So we're going to keep watch out for
tiny spiders, snakes.
Snakes, spiders.
And
dangerous kangaroos.
Yeah, they're quite aggressive. They can be aggressive.
Yeah. The other day, one came up to me and said, look, you better back off, mate. So I thought, okay.
He said that. Was he talking? That's even worse. And was he told you a verbal warning?
That was a look at the eye.
Okay.
Yeah. They got some, they look like they got business on all the time. They're always
going somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah, they always look like they've got things to do.
Something to do.
Yeah, there was politics going on because we're surrounded by them. We've got hundreds here.
Mm.
And you can really tell they've got politics.
Yeah, but it's
just they've got their own sort of like agenda with people who are trying to rule them and to control them and freedom of speech and all kind of like, you can tell.
Yeah, I think they would. It'd be good to have them mixed in society. So at least then we could have some people who actually set up.
I'm trying to get them inside and some. I want to see what they're going to do.
Represented in Parliament, maybe. You know,
I'd vote on my knees.
Yeah, I would vote for a kangaroo.
Yeah,
over almost anybody right now.
Yeah, especially that's pretty.
And we have an unofficial. You know, our flag is kind of whatever. Our flag's got a Union Jack in it, right?
Yeah,
and
with boxing gloves.
Yeah, but at the moment it has a Union Jack and it has a. Southern Cross, right? It's the constellation and a star representing Federation. But our unofficial flag is a boxing kangaroo. And I sort of think that should be probably, we should probably make that the proper flag.
Yeah, and the whole world would know.
Yeah, put kangaroos in charge.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. They look like they really understand martial art.
Yeah, but you look at them when they stand up and they're like, they actually have pecs, muscles, and like really strong legs, very strong core.
Yeah, the boss, the king, he's taller than me. He's like 2.40 meters or something like that. He's a big boy. He's just like, he's got one of the most developed deltoid that make bodybuilders look like silly.
Yeah, I saw a meme that said our kangaroos just look like deer that have been working out because they have a really similar face, but then that is like really crazy chest muscles and
incredibly well developed muscles. And
they
all that is, they eat the grass.
Yep.
This is incredible. Yeah.
So they're vegan.
Yeah, maybe you should follow the example and just go follow them and just sit on the grass.
You should actually do a post about that saying you're going to the all-grass kangaroo diet.
The kangaroo
to be really serious about it, though, and then show everyone your muscles in the end. Look, I got these muscles just from grass.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got another interesting few weeks here. So it's obviously, it's getting more and more obvious now that we're moving into some kind of like control factor.
Mm.
And it's getting more and more obvious that obviously there are forces who are trying to control us. It's getting more and more obvious.
Well, it's almost blatant because we had, there's a whole, you can see the news. Australia's never in the news for good reasons. It's either because of spiders that dissolve your skin, like we just mentioned, or snakes.
Yes.
Or it's like our stupid draconian laws that we did through COVID. Or at least recently, our brilliant leader went after Twitter, Elon Musk, you know, X mm-hmm. platform, about censorship, saying, oh, there's these violent videos on Twitter. That's a good reason to censor everything and to control what you see. And they tried this, obviously, they've been trying this since COVID and before COVID. And now there's another layer and they're trying to pass misinformation bills. And they're basically like, we're trying to fine Elon Musk $700,000 a day
mm.
if he doesn't, like, you know. And it was to do with the priest that got stabbed. So there was a stabbing video. Someone attacked a priest. And they said, oh, this is sensitive, so people shouldn't be watching this and we should use that as a reason to take it down. And Elon said, no, this is what freedom of speech is. It should be up. The priest who got stabbed said, yes, you should leave it up because people need to see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very overt, very obvious. And then obviously people have been dragging Albanese through the mud for the past couple of weeks because he said, stop memeing about me, which, as you know, when you tell someone to stop memeing, they'll just make more memes.
Oh, yeah. I was one of them. I created you and put them all.
Yeah, I know you follow these guys, so you're probably their most engaged follower, right?
Yeah, Craig Kelly just did a competition, like collect the top 70 memes against Albie. It's amazing. Like we're living in, if you have a good sense of humor, it's quite entertaining.
It is. Well, you look at, like, it just shows how out of touch he is and people like him, because you should know, culturally speaking, if you say, don't make a meme about me, the first thing people will do is like, I'm going to do that. Then you don't understand what these things are and what they mean to people when we share them and we laugh about them. Because above all, it's joke, it's humor. So he's saying, don't be funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all right, you know, how dare you? So he must be just completely on another plane in existence. The lowest vibration possible, I think, is where these people are sitting, because they have no humor. They just want to control everyone.
Because I've been listening to quite a few, like, insights from all kind of experts, like Greg Braden.
Oh, he's great. We should talk about him.
I mean, he's probably one of the most important men to listen to at the moment.
Yeah.
Because he's really got an enormous understanding of what goes on. And there's a few other on that sort of category. But they all say it's a fundamental battle between two forces.
Yeah.
And always has been.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea in the Taoist is it's been like that. It's yin and yang.
Yes.
If it's the force between good and bad, it's not so much the case from a Taoist perspective. From a Taoist perspective, it's just creating a polarity so we can have a feel to operate in.
Yeah.
So we can identify ourselves and understand who we are.
Yeah.
Because coming down in the physical, it's the only means is to build our true self more, make ourselves stronger, make ourselves more in the sense of what we see, what we are. We need to go into a compressed, condensed dimension in order to find ourselves, in order to build something better. As soon as we return, we are stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's obviously we have the choice to go in here. So from the Taoist perspective, this battle between these two forces is this field that creates polarity. But I've never seen it to the level where it's now actually taking such a hold on us.
Yeah, it's impossible to avoid. Even, I think, I don't want to say normal people, but people who don't seem engaged in this side of things, let's say. You know, other people, you know, there's a lot of people who just follow the mainstream, believe the news, you know, read the news, watch TV, consume all the things that are just normal for a lot of people. And I think I was listening to, it might have been one of the Greg Braden ones. It was one of the ones on Alex Ferrari's podcast, which is, I'll remember the name in a second.
Next Level Soul.
Next Level Soul, yeah. And someone said, everyone feels it now.
Yeah.
You know, and not everyone can verbalize it or put it in context or, you know, I don't think anyone can understand it 100%, but at least we can be aware of it. But it's like no one can avoid this at the moment. So, and everyone's dealing with this in different ways. It's sending some people further down if they're at a low level. And some people are going, look, is this just a validation or a signal or a sign that, yes, all these things that we believe and feel to be true are real and they're happening. And you can't avoid the energies clashing, the polarities, you know, the intensification of everything. You know, you can just read about war and identity issues and politics and censorship and control. If you can put those together and you can see that things are headed, it feels in a very, very, in a very dark way. But at the same time, it's, there's a huge amount of people looking, like, I mean, I just drove here listening to Alex Ferrari's podcast, and I was listening to one before with, you know, Greg Braden, and, you know, I'm driving, you know, through the mountains listening to this amazing information, you know, at the touch of a finger, I can listen to this stuff. I can access this and watch a YouTube video. So while there seems to be, it's very easy to get dragged down into the murk and the depths and the darkness and focusing on that, you can, the amount of information coming out is amazing. And even on his podcast, he was talking about a medium or someone channeling like Thoth and these people from ancient cultures, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying, he's saying the channels are opening up. These people are showing up. These people or beings or reincarnations or whatever you want to call them are showing up a lot now.
Yeah.
More and more and more. It's like it's widening because I think there's an opportunity. People are being open to it or maybe more in tune to it than whatever.
Because it's needed.
Needed, yeah.
Yeah, because where are you going to get the real information from?
Right.
So, you can't list. Yeah, the news is used by the lower forces or the dark forces or whatever that polarity, other opposite force is.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that tries to get us away from our divinity, from our spirituality. And an interesting fact is that one of the battles method they use is to destroy the bodily function that take us to our own divinity, to our own spirit force, yeah? And I've seen that first with the vaccines, because the vaccines, from a Chinese medicine perspective, impact immediately on the kidney qi, on the jing, on this qi hai.
Yeah.
Because I observed it over and over. Every time I worked with that vaccine, I could see,
well,
qi, it's working on kidney. Kidney is your connection to spirit.
So let's call that one what it is. That's gene therapy. That's an mRNA. That's intervention. That's not what you even consider a vaccine, right? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You know, let's call it what it is.
They're labeled.
Exactly, but it's not a vaccine.
It's a weapon.
It's like the more I read about that, the more it's obvious that it is.
Yeah, it's a weapon. It has nothing to do with protecting people of COVID.
Yeah.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. It's not even actually attacking COVID.
Yeah. It's got a simian, SV40, a simian virus in it. Like, and it's, the more you read about that, the more people who are extremely intelligent, who are looking at data and following this stuff and looking at the ingredients, are like ringing an alarm bell to the point the alarm bell's broken.
But we need to really say, in case you are vaccinated, when you listen to this and you have been vaccinated, I've seen, and you feel like it's having impact on you, I've seen incredible repair.
Yeah.
It's Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Because the fact is we can repair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously they're trying to keep those information away from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once again, it's part of that war.
Yeah.
War strategy is just keep people away from accessing your divinity.
Yeah. Well, then you go, that's, you know, everything happens for a reason. I think you mentioned last podcast or two ago that part of the whole, a lot of people who are departing, leaving is part of an awakening. It's part of a system, which is doesn't validate death ever. But there's this idea that people are checking out. But it's also like, if you've been injured by this stuff and you're aware of that, you won't go and put yourself in front of that gun again. This is there's a benefit to this, right? If you realize that these things, and you understand that you feel that it happened when you took it, or B, you've seen people drop dead or have bizarre heart conditions at young ages or accelerated aging or the unbelievable amount of side effects, the kids that have been killed, you won't necessarily, again, step outside without that armor on this time. So if you can... You have had that done, and we did a year or two ago, like it was, you know, maybe a death sentence, but now you understand that it can be fixed or repaired. That's a good starting point.
The body has got healing powers that can't be destroyed if you have the intent set to heal yourself. Mm. As soon as you make the decision to heal yourself, as soon as you make the decision, that's it, I'm going to change myself, I'm going to get a grip of my own divinity, I get a grip of the Tao, and the moment you make that decision. In Chinese medicine, referred to as Ming, you return to your destiny.
Yep.
You claim your destiny. That can be done at any age, and can be done at any progression of a pathology of ill health. As soon as you make the decision, that's it. I take charge of myself, and I'm going to get a grip, and I'm going to embrace my divinity, my light.
Yeah.
In that moment, you're connecting to that healing power.
Yeah.
And in that moment, bang, that connection is made, and you will start healing your gate. And those other people, those forces were trying to take you away from that. They don't have a control over that.
Mm.
They can't control our intent.
Yeah.
Because it's our intent that switches it towards healing and power and strength. But we need to actually act on it.
Yeah.
And obviously, experts say, it's by fear that it stops you of going into that intent.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anything that's fear evoking is basically we need to understand now it's a war strategy.
Yeah.
Anything that generates fear means it's there's a force behind that tries to put me away from my divinity.
Yeah.
It's a strategy of the bad boys.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No.
It's a strategy.
Well, it works.
So anything, when I see something and I can see there's a fear, hidden signal in there, then immediately, okay, bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bad boys. And so in that moment, boom, ward off.
Yeah.
Ward off, just don't go there. Because the moment when we're experiencing fear, in that moment, what happens is energetically, you actually, because fear resonates with your kidney, and in the kidneys that switch towards the divinity, which is why chi high. And the moment when you have fear, you're actually turning the switch in the other direction.
Yeah.
You're actually cutting off from divinity.
Yeah.
So learning how to deal with fear is actually the most important thing to become spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. That was what I was just listening to, that the medium who was channeling thought, both kangaroo hopping by as we're talking. Case in point. It's a little one, though. It's okay.
That's cute.
Yeah. Was sort of explaining when you look at, you know, isolation, when we look at a lot of things in isolation, so our own body, your health, and everyone's saying, you know, it's about just gut health or just about mental health or just about this. And a lot of the thing we have is you can't look at an isolationist view of anything really and treat it that way. And she was also saying, imagine a thimble full of water that represents just you, and fear being a food coloring, like a red food coloring. You put a drop of the food coloring in the thimble, and it's all going red. That fear is everywhere. But if you look at a larger picture of everything in the ocean, and you put the same drop of food coloring in that ocean, it's far, far weaker or far less of an importance. It's part of it. It's part of the whole thing. It's part of that. But it's not coloring all of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a part of thing that you deal with. But you, that by being part of a larger system, a larger circle, or larger, you know, not isolating things, then you get a sense that it's not as powerful as it needs to be. And that's probably the most powerful weapon we have. When I was watching or listening to a podcast by, I can't remember his name, but it's on the Sean Ryan show, which is a really interesting show. Someone who was, I think, ex-military and telecommunications, had a lot of understanding and expertise around 4G, 5G, all these kind of technologies, which are not what people think they are. He said it's not, there's a lot of misinformation around that. But he did say, he's like, the most devastating weapons that we have now are coming out of Silicon Valley. And it's like your phones, because that can be the channels, like TikTok or whatever, any channel can be hijacked by people. And they just know how to turn their fear tap on, because they can control the information that's coming out of there. Even they know you're attached to it. You're obsessed with the phone because you're clicking on it. You're reading it day and night. And they know that how to manipulate people today. So he's like, the worst stuff he's ever seen, far more damaging than nuclear weapons or anything, is this, those things that we all carry with us.
Yeah. Yeah. From a Chinese medicine perspective, once again, you need to evoke the fear first, because that's kidney.
Yeah.
In the five element theory, the kidney is water that nourishes the wood. So the next step after evoking fear is to evoke, to make people angry.
Yeah.
Because that then, now, what it does, it actually nourishes that switch that you move towards, that you move away from divinity. Now you're actually giving it food by anger. Now you're completely separating yourself from it, because the next thing is that the wood nourishes the fire, and the fire is the seed of the soul and the heart. So what you're doing now, when you act on fear and then become angry as a second stage, that anger, and you act on the anger, it now acts on the heart, and it actually, what it does, it actually separates yourself from your soul. You actually eject the soul.
Right. And that's when it becomes
that's a weapon. That's actually a strategy they're doing. When you look at it, first the fear, then they're putting images in to make you angry.
Yep.
And now it acts on the liver. And now you don't have the support from the divinity, because there's no water supporting the wood. Now you're acting on the heat in the liver.
Yeah.
And now that heat in the liver, with that anger, goes to the fire, to the heart. And what it does, it actually burns the soul.
Yeah.
That strategy actually is designed to kill your soul.
Right. And then if that's, when that happens, you can be manipulated, controlled.
Then once you kill your soul,
you become
you're an empty vessel.
And
you're an empty vessel, because obviously the body is like, and in that moment is an antenna, it's an instrument.
Yeah.
And in that moment, whatever the messages are that these bad boys are transmitting, you are actually tagging on and you become it.
Right. So you're a zombie.
You become a an executioner of their messages.
Zombie. You're sort of an antenna because you're empty.
Yeah, so look at, I mean, I come from the country. Hitler did exactly the same thing. Right. First the fear, then the anger. And so from fear to anger, from anger to moving away from your spirit. And now you're taking on an agenda, a belief that is in line with the narrative of a dark.
Yeah, and their narrative is hate or negativity or darkness.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's part of the anger.
Or you channel that, so then you become, and which is why everyone.
Yeah, hate is destruction. Yeah.
How did Nazi Germany happen? And you go, well, now we can. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Right. And the more we do it again and again, the clearer it becomes. Is like
it always has been the method.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to, be an instrument of the bad boys of the dark force, that's the progression.
Yeah.
Fear weakens the kidney. Then it can nourish the liver. You know the anger comes up.
Yep.
Now it burns the soul. And now you have no understanding of your true self anymore.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I've seen. Like people before the pandemic, I thought I knew and were completely brainwashed because of that fear, anger, and then burning the soul. Suddenly I just talked to them. I said, who are you?
Yeah.
I couldn't see them anymore.
It seemed like it happened very fast.
Yeah, it's very sudden, within 2-3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. Like we became afraid then. If you're not afraid along with me, there's something wrong with you. And then it's like, let's blame the people
who
didn't contribute because they're the ones holding us back from going back to normal.
Yeah.
It's the classic thing, right? Let's all go back to normal. Anyone who's not going along with this is bad. Yeah. And then there were news articles in our wonderful newspapers we have here in our own world, like super spreader, outside. And then it was like, we pick someone to hate on because that one person went over the border to Melbourne or New South Wales and spread the virus.
The anger to make you angry.
And then you target these people, I think grossly unfair and unjust to actually pick those people and publish, it's shameful, but it was also rallying around that. And therefore, then it sent those people to look for other people who fit that the person who's not going along with everything. It's we all honor the white conformists, but the dead troublemakers. That's the whole part of society is we love our rebels in movies and in music and in books. But when it came, the rubber hit the road in real life, it was like, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Right? It's hysterical. And there's movies coming out at the same time about, there was a Star Wars series that came out and it's like, it's called Andor. It's actually a really good series because they've been in a lot of garbage lately, but it's one of the better ones. But the ad campaign for Andor was like, rebel against the Empire. And the ad campaign was almost this like Banksy style, like spray paint.
Yeah.
And I'm driving past this is like a couple of years ago. I'm like, well, we're still trying to get away from this whole, mask, check-in, vaccinate thing. And then there was this like ad campaign for a TV show saying rebel against the Empire and reject the oppression. But without a note of irony there, we can pretend this exists, but it's fantasy. It's fantasy to rebel.
The way I look at it, because whenever I speak about it, it's not like rehashing the past and say, people tell me, you got to get over it. I said, nah, it's about learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about, we really need to learn. We need to understand. We have seen, we have witnessed the application of a strategy to destroy the soul. We have seen how bigger forces running via the government or legislation are designed to move you away from your true self in order to become a slave of them.
Yeah.
We have seen this.
Yeah.
And so if we don't learn from that, the next time they do it, they're going to take it all the way.
Yeah, and I think the unfortunate worst part is not even the government. It's coming from these private entities like the World Health Organization and the WEF. These are unelected people. They're not even pretending to care.
But they're all part of the bad boys.
Right, but they're the ones, the governments are just like, yeah, fine, we'll just do that for whatever reason. I think they're just almost, not benign, but they're just enacting some other thing that's coming from somewhere completely different.
Yeah, the way I understand it is because when you look at WEF, when you look at the...
To be called WT.
Yeah, when you look at the WHO, when you look at Bill Gates, when you look at those Klaus Schwab, when you look at those people have handed themselves over to tech. These are the people who handed themselves over to something that's going to replace the bodily functions.
Yep.
Yeah? So They're putting synthetics in their body. They're using synthetic meats. They're using synthetic foods. They're using all kind of chemicals in order. They even talk about putting your consciousness on a chip.
Yeah, this is
like replacing bodily function with computer chips in your brain.
Yeah, transhumanism.
Yeah, transhumanism, and obviously when you look at that, that's what they're doing. They already are in many ways have actually detached themselves from their divinity. They already are like an instrument of that artificial dark force or whatever you want to call it. So they are already, like, look with Albanese. Albanese is just, what, 10 boosters? What's wrong?
Well, at least. No way. Like, he says. Yeah, bullshit.
Maybe 20 boosters. Water. Yeah, water. The guy had so many. But I believe that because his brain is gone. He's like,
maybe he just dissolved and leaked out of his ear or something.
And then he's also on Ozempic, I believe.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was fat.
Was he fat?
And then he lost weight very quickly.
He may be chubby. He wasn't fat, was he?
But then he's probably...
He looks weird, though.
But then he's probably, who knows what he's on, what other That's medication true. He's on.
I don't know.
I mean, he's the guy is not sleeping well, real. I mean, I don't think he's peaceful. But he's using a lot of, what I'm saying is, he's using a lot of chemicals and synthetics.
Sure, yeah.
And these have blocked the switch that takes them into the soul, into the spirit.
Well, so you have no empathy, no...
When you see his behavioral patterns, like they're detached from people.
I mean, that just sounds like a politician, but you're right.
Yeah, but what are politicians?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they handing themselves over? Are they the puppets?
It seems, and I don't know, it's hard.
How did they become the puppet?
I don't know. Well, I guess you find yourself in a system and you just keep going through that system. And to get to where you want to get to, you have to hand over bit by bit, right? Like it's, I think I've used this reference before. There's a great book and a movie called The Rainmaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a John Grisham movie. Matt Damon and Danny DeVito. It's about someone basically suing an insurance company for not paying out for their son who has cancer. So John Grisham writes a lot of legal novels. So it's all law-based. And it's a really great movie, but towards the end, like, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the movie, stop listening now for a minute. But basically they win the trial, and it's this lawyer, Matt Damon's character, is his first trial. And they manage a way to beat this insurance company, and the payout is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and he crashes the insurance company. It's this huge thing. And then suddenly his phone keeps ringing. He's like, well, you know, we want that. Everyone's going to want that same magic. They're going to want to win. They're going to want the magic. They're going to want the court case. It's like, so I'm going to quit and do something else because I can't give them that win, because one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like those other big cat corporate lawyers, because I'm going to do whatever it takes to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to there's a line. It's like everyone feels a line that they're going to cross over to do something that's not quite right to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go somewhere completely different. So the moral was like essentially basically bit by bit, you lose a bit of yourself. You cross a line, you cross another line, you join the club, you follow these things. And eventually you've gone so far, let's say career-wise or financial-wise, that you've lost yourself back there at the starting line, or wherever you maybe wanted to go and to do the thing that you think was right. But you said, basically, I think that happens in politics a lot. I think a lot of people start with, I want to change something, you know, I want to be in power so I can help people. And I see a lot of this, and I see politicians not doing their job. But at some point you get far enough into that system and you must have bit by bit crossed those lines. And there's a handful like Alex Antic and a few people in Australia who seem to be holding that back a bit. They're speaking out. They're doing their best possible way to bring the truth out, like Craig Kelly and these guys. But it seems like the general mainstream, whatever you want to call it, those mainstream parties are all kind of, at some point you've sold out or done something and you've maybe forgotten even what that was. You may wake up at 20 years and realize this is not what you're supposed to be, part of a club.
I mean, the ones who will speak the truth and will remain to be truth are actually the politicians who are committed to a natural life.
Mm.
Yes?
Mm.
And so with Albanese, I mean, I know from some people who know insiders, he's highly vaccinated. He's actually scared shitless.
Right.
Like,
for real, not just in publicity stunt.
No. To go on this campaign bus, he was so scared. You could not go on it unless you had 4 boosters back in the day when the campaign was going on. He's scared shitless. So anyone who's scared shitless is already open to become an instrument of the dark forces.
I can't imagine a bus I'd want to be on less than that bus.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
Maybe four
people,
white-tail spiders.
Weird that it is.
Even then, I'd have to think about it, because at least they're just following natural law. They're just like doing their job. These people are like... Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so obviously he, because he's so scared, and because I found that with a lot of the other people, when you look at Bill Gates and these people, Ray Kurzweil, and
I'll tell you that in a second one.
Because they have one thing in common. They all are scared of death.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
And if you have fear, what happens is you're disconnecting from the kidney. Yeah. But the problem is, if you have fear, you are prone to do things to your body that are unnatural.
Yeah.
Because you're going in, because now the fear cuts you off from the wisdom that's stored in your kidney connected to your heart, because your heart got all the understanding information that you need in order to succeed successfully on this path.
Yeah.
And fear now moves you away from it.
Yeah.
So now you, instead of getting guided intuitively from within, you're actually now using, trying to overthinking and reason. And of course, now with the fear, you're buying into whatever the agenda of the bad boys is. Such as, you will get infected, you will die, that I like that. Of course, now give me the chemicals to protect myself.
Yeah.
Give me the microchip in order to survive.
Yeah.
Give me that whatever I need in order to put in my body so I can live.
Yeah.
And that's his natural survival instinct. Yeah. So it's not guided from your spirit; it's guided from an idea, from an agenda. Yeah. Yeah? And I believe what happens is, obviously, if you do that. Now the kidney, which is instrumental for feeding the kidney gene to the brain and actually fill the brain with qi that makes the brain function effectively, so that you actually, your interaction and your behavior is actually compassionate and makes sense, is connected from within, therefore connected to other people.
Yeah.
Because that's, but if you hand over to those chemicals and synthetics, you're moving away from that. Now this liquid of the kidney can't nourish the brain, and now the brain is drying out. And now you get unreasonable behavioral patterns. And I've seen that with Albanese. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
It does everything what he's saying now is either a delirium, is either some kind of like psychological disorder. I mean, he's going into madness.
Right. I just thought it was just part of the whole, I don't know, you know, someone else is writing his speeches for him, his talking points, all the embarrassing shit.
No, I don't see that anymore like that.
No.
It's just like when you look at 30 years ago, politicians were reactive with each other, but it was natural.
Yeah. Especially you look at like Australian politics and even England, where in Parliament they yell at each other. And
But it was natural. It was, you could relate to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they called themselves names and whatever, but it, you know, like that. But it was all part of like, it was still, you could see the human, but no, you can't see the human anymore.
No, well, look at Biden. I mean, everyone's wondering who we're talking about. It's, you know, he's also, like I mentioned, if you look up in the news recently, he's made a fool of himself, Albanese. But it's like Biden. Biden doesn't look or sound like a human.
Yeah, he's riddled by fear.
That's like another level of what.
There's no connection to your kidney anymore. That switch is not there anymore.
Stuttering empty shell of a person that's just completely bizarre, you know, on a whole level, where can't stitch a sentence together, doesn't know who he's talking to, refers to people who are dead, saying he just had a meeting with them. Maybe he did, I don't know, maybe he's gone, you know, I doubt it. Weird facial, very very weird facial features, even for someone who's old. And just, it's just the incoherence, and it makes no sense, and the behaviors, and then how that extends out to policies and different decisions that are being made in the war, you know, it's this knock-on effect is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It just makes you think it's just not he's not in control of anything.
But it's, once again, he's you can tell he's part of the bad boys, because it's a politics of fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anything that brings fear in, you know exactly, all right.
Yeah.
It's that person either handed over to them, or is already has depleted their kidney qi on such a level that there is not lubrication in the brain anymore, so that actually a true observation is not accessible anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously what we need is like to understand the strategies.
Yeah.
If we are now living in a time, we've got to look at, okay, these are the signs of someone who has got a problem in the kidneys and the liver, therefore leading to the opportunity to burn their soul.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the simple version of what you just said to me, because if I could take away one thing from the past few years, it was that if someone on the outside is trying to convince you of something and trying to make you react with fear or anger to convince you of something that they believe is true, and they like basically coming at you and prodding at you, or, you know, then, you know, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Like it's number one. Yeah. Like I said, the news, media, community of people around you, when everyone's coming and encroaching on you and telling you to move, you know, telling you to shift your weight stand to move out of the way because you're wrong. There's a little meme about that. There was a crowd of people, you know, cartoon, and it's this massive people, and there's one person standing in front, and they're going like, you're wrong. Basically, it's not me, like, back off, basically. And I think a lot of this stuff, I look at what's triggering for me has been bullies and narcissists and people who, you're doing your thing and you're trying to make sense of life and your path. And then someone's coming in and telling you you're wrong to move off your path because their path is right, because someone told them. They read in the newspaper or someone told them that this is the right thing to do. And if you're not doing the right thing, then you're not on board and you're a problem. And therefore then, which again, what you mentioned, it turned into anger, went from you're stupid to you're going to kill my grandma or whatever. You're the reason why I can't go to work or whatever, you know. But I see that that's the thing that was a switch for me going, I don't like that. That was beyond everything else. I could add all the list of everything else as well. But the very simple thing was, if someone's trying to derail you or move you away from your thing without having any understanding or respect for your path, that's an alarm bell.
Yeah, the rule number one is always like a true master, a true leader would never tell you on behalf about what you should do.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to ask them.
I've experienced that.
As they're not allowed to speak unless you ask.
Yeah.
So therefore, they have to live by example. A true leader has to live by example so that people get interested and curious about what they achieve. Then the questions will come in. And the questions are now on a level where they come from the heart, from the curiosity. And because now you've got the connection established via your curiosity, whatever now comes as a response is now perceived by the person because there's actually a connection. Yeah. But if someone comes up and tells you do this, do that, or imposes rules on you, that means it's already a design to suppress you.
Mm.
And anything that suppresses you, it's not spiritual.
No.
So therefore, we just know, like, it never has been an issue till a few years ago, but now we are really faced with that, what the tone of the future is.
Yeah.
Yes. So as a result of that is obviously I see this now more and more that people are just waking up and don't want that shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just like. Like, hey, what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing so much work with my YouTube's always trying to, you've got to get strong. You've got to get healthy.
Yeah.
It's number one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, we need to practice. Got to get up early and just get in touch with your chi.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because while you promote that because you want people to know about it, people need to be looking for that to find it.
Yeah.
So if they go looking for, I'm lost, what to do, or I'm feeling this and sick. And there's always paths, right? Like most in medicine go, there's mental health, there's physical health, there's pathology, there's endless. You know, imagine a single point, but all these different roads into that single point. People might be Googling something different, asking someone, looking for something. You know, it could be something like, headaches or this, or, you know, a reaction to mRNA, or it could be, you know, don't do with my life and lost direction. So they're looking for it. And what you create then is like, at least people are looking, they have to be looking for it and asking the question instead of you going and explaining to everyone, this is the way to do things. It's much better to do what you're doing and make people aware that it's happening, but they want you to go in there and watch it and then do something about it.
Yeah.
Because there's no shortcut. There's no simple thing. There's no take a pill. It's here's the things you can to do.
Yeah.
But to be aware of it and to want something about it. And like you said, then you go looking for people who have, wait, you're not reacting to the fear, and you're not over here saying we're all going to die and it's all over. You're like, well, I'm going to go that way because that person's got something that I can work with.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you go to somewhere else who just gives you an isolationist, and it's a simple or a solution.
Another thing is obviously, and that's once again, that comes from the Taoist, the more the polarity becomes obvious, and that's what we're seeing now, the more the fronts are clearer, the more you actually are drawn to that what you need.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
So now we can see like the strategy these bad boys are doing, and as a result of that is we know what we don't want.
Yeah.
But because we know what we don't want, what is good for us will stand out.
Yeah.
Whereas, for example, the stuff I was talking about before COVID didn't have that impact because the polarity wasn't established.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It wasn't really that necessary. It wasn't that essential. So yeah. Talking about changing your life is not really that important. Yeah. And, you know, whatever politician said, he didn't really care. I mean, Australia was a great country to that. I remember that in 2000 when the GST came through, like I'll never forget that day. Like all my clients, oh, shit, the GST is coming through. Oh, and then 6 months later, no one spoke about it anymore because everyone knew how to work with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, obviously Australia is the country where you just do your own business, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you find your way. And whenever a politician said something, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't really take care.
Yeah.
And didn't take notice. And, I mean, it was amazing how it didn't impact it on us,
yeah.
The fit with us. People were doing their stuff.
Yeah.
And we had freedom and we lived it up.
Yeah.
And then the first time, obviously, bang, it hit on us, yeah?
Yeah.
And then obviously suddenly all these chief health officers and these premiers became like an absolute thorn in the eye.
Yeah,
and
really quickly. Yeah.
Like, yeah, bang. And then the polarity it created as a result of that is, I mean, just like, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what Daniel Andrews and these sort of guys, you know, how can they live with themselves, you know? Like,
probably not well. I don't think they're having a good time. You know?
It's just, you know, this, they must be in on a state of, like, they must feel something from it.
Yeah.
Must have seen that it destroyed, like, the life of millions of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but the fact is people see this now. And as a result of that is they're drawn to, the real teachings now standing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, how many people, I get messages all the time. Like, how many people are listening? Totally straight person. I've been listening to this podcast. Have you heard of Greg Braden?
Yeah.
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 I read this book. It's called The Tao Te Ching. Have you heard of it?
Really? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. Tell me about that one. I don't know that one.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Yes. And so it's just more and more and more suddenly, you know, just waking up. You know, I'm getting sent podcasts all the time. Like,
I get so many that I don't have time. We talked about this during the week. We're like, I got to put prioritize what I'm listening to, and because it's too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone from not enough.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like you all that research you used to do. You had to go and look for it in books and libraries and finding old copies that are out of print or DVD.
Such a right.
You know, a DVD someone passed around. Where's that DVD? I need to watch that because there's that thing in there.
Yeah.
And then now it's just like, it's now like, I don't have time. Like
30 years ago when, 40 years ago when I, no, 40 years ago when I got into it, 85, I got into this all. And there was the first New Age shop in Canberra. That was the first one. And then I was in Sydney. And in order to buy books from there, I was in Bundaberg then, and I had to fly down to that bookshop in Sydney and then spend a whole day and just looking at all the books.
Yeah.
And so I had no idea what I was looking for and just like everything was like, wow. And then I had something to read, but no one knew what I was talking about.
Mm.
And there was nothing else. And so if you go into an ordinary bookshop, you just couldn't talk about. Oh, even Deepak Chopra back in the day was like
print very awesome.
Yeah, it was still French.
Radical. Yeah.
Yeah, it was still French. And then suddenly it is like, it became mainstream. Yeah. And now it's not even mainstream anymore. It's like outdated.
old news.
It's just like,
it's too normal. It's just really boring. It's really
No one. I'd never heard anyone in the last few years quoting Deepak.
No, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sort of ahead of the curve and now he's behind it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you mean? It's like, when you read it, it feels like so outdated.
Well, I think as soon as you go on Oprah or whatever, it's like, all right, now you're all. What are the reasons? I don't know. You know.
Yeah, apparently she's still going yet.
I don't
know. Yeah. It is like,
yeah, it's just.
And then other people obviously suddenly stand out that never stood out before.
Yeah, true.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's. So we're living in a very interesting time in that regard. But the fact is, everyone now knows someone who has got the relevant tool. Everyone knows someone. It's you can say 50% of the people are involved with the teachings. So
like in periphery or related.
Everyone We've never heard of the teachings. We'll have someone in the immediate proximity in the family who is actually reading the teachings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas when I, back in 40 years ago, when I talked about Alice Bailey or Madame Blavatsky, Theosophical Society, there was no one.
Yeah.
You know, Madame Blavatsky, what's that? It's just some vomiting material. Blah, 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 blah. I couldn't talk to anyone about it. Yeah. And so it was foreign.
Yeah.
It was not available, but now you can actually mention any sort of stuff and there's someone there. Look at acupuncture. 40 years ago,
that's true.
There was one person in Queensland who did acupuncture.
Yeah.
And now there's in every corner.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, not quite, but yeah.
Yeah.
You do see it a lot more now.
So we definitely see a massive, like a massive rise of the solutions.
Mm.
Yeah. And look at how many supplements we can get now. And look at the techniques we have.
Wow, like ashwagandha's in everything now. You're in our shopping aisle. It's like ashwagandha soft drink after ashwagandha snacks. You know, it's kind of almost over the top, but it's good because at least people are going to read that and go, why is ashwagandha, why medicinal mushrooms? Like none of those one things are a solution, but it's interesting you can go especially here in our supermarkets, in the health food aisle, amount of stuff that's got nootropics, all these sorts of things that you never would have seen a couple of years ago. That's available. And then I guess at least people are either looking for that or they're going to look at it and go, what is that? And maybe look at research about it or someone they've known has mentioned it before.
Yeah.
This is all a good thing.
Yeah. And why that's so important is because once you start having these smart drinks like ashwagandha, astragalus, lemania, once you start putting those substances in your body without changing anything, what happens is it builds up your kidney chi, it builds up your spleen, and you're becoming sensitive to toxins. So you take those products for a while without knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You suddenly have a cheese bun or a donut and ooh, it suddenly doesn't taste right.
Yeah.
This is the interesting thing that those supplements, those substances, those herbs actually inspire you to change yourself from within because you suddenly have an experience in yourself about, wow, this feels good. And then you have these then you have a
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
If you have herbs and supplements for a while and then you have a donut, you go, what is that?
What a rush though. But yeah, no, it's not.
No, really, you can't. It's just like the body rejects it.
Yeah.
Because what happens is now it feels artificial. Remember your father was brought the ding dong song from America.
Yeah. Ding dongs, Twinkies.
Twinkies, yeah. I mean, there was
no. I remember that because I remember I had a box. I used to bring it back all the time, and everyone used to ask for them. But they're like the cardboard box is really thin, and all of them, the things inside are like will just compress into nothing if you squash it.
Yeah.
So I had to like make like boxes for them so they wouldn't get because like you look at it wrong, it just collapses into like a two dimensional entity. But there's like I remember you reading the label on the box. I can't find any food in here.
Yeah,
there's no ingredients. You reckon?
But obviously what happens is if you eat those things on a regular basis, you're actually introducing substances, chemicals in your body.
Yeah.
And those chemicals now actually switching the kidney towards fear.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, those substances actually move you away from accessing your jing in the kidney, your power.
Yeah.
And then move the switch in the other direction. So they're actually preparing the grounds for fear. So you could say a strategy by the bad boys was to give everyone donuts.
Yeah, like donuts or Twinkies.
Twinkies and all kind of like chemicals.
Yeah.
That are sweet and that then in the kidney switch you towards the fear. Then you introduce a pandemic.
Yeah, no, that seems to work.
It's an incredible strategy.
The next step is then you don't have to even go outside to get them. You just get someone to like Uber Eats to deliver your donuts.
Yeah.
Because you can do that now, anything.
And then you get a donut if you have a vaccine.
I mean, who was that? Where was that?
That was crazy.
New York or somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time. One place was Fry's.
Yeah.
Which is a bit better. At least it's
No, it was Dunkin.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a good trade-off. Yeah. Experimental mRNA gene therapy and then you get a free non-food sugars
like double switch.
That's amazing. Yeah, it makes me think of the first Ghostbusters movie, which is the best one, at the end, they kind of come in contact with Gozo, who's this demon from another realm, right?
Yeah.
And Gozo wants to destroy the New York world or whatever. And Gozo says, this is the guys are all, you know, trying to fight this demon. And then Gozo says, you know, choose your destructor. And they figure out quickly, some, you know, if we imagine something, anything in our mind that imagines, the destructor will manifest and kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's like blank mind. And then Ray goes, you know, tries to think of something really nice from his childhood. And he thinks of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So the marshmallow character on a bag of marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks of it and it comes to life. So this like, you know, 100 story high Marshmallow Man shows up in New York and tries to kill everybody. But he's basically marshmallows, sugar, basically. Yeah. So basically his fear brought for the sugar demon to try and kill everybody.
That's exactly, once again, the movies were prophetic.
That's what I'm saying, man. You learn a lot from watching Ghostbusters and Back to the Future.
You know? Yeah. It really outlined exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
But fill everyone up with junk food and chemicals in order for that switch in the kidney to completely move you away towards, away from your own power.
Yeah.
And now you prepare yourself for fear.
Yeah.
And then, bang, then the brainwashing comes in.
Yeah.
And boom, and now you're ready for anger because you've got so much sugar in your system.
Yeah.
And bang, now you're going to look at, those fuckers.
Yeah.
There's a fucking super spread.
But it's like, sugar, like artificial sugars, which are like a short chain, is a spike and a crash. And you can see that with impulsive behavior, like road rage is a spike.
Yeah.
And then a crash, right?
So
suddenly it's like 0 to 100.
Yeah, and with Albanese, it happens every 10 seconds.
It was like an EKG, it'd be like this, right? up and down. I'm like,
he's on a constant spike.
Yeah.
Spike himself. He probably spiked himself. Why?
Not sustainable. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much left of him.
No.
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of blood left because he constantly spikes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
It could be something else.
He will be gone soon. He will be gone soon.
No, that's true. Something.
He will be gone after that. That talk he did on the violence rally. It's
so much somewhere else.
It had to happen sooner or later.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know what happens next, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know who you are anymore, and you have to go on stage and say, "I am the Prime Minister. I run this country."
Who's he telling, himself or us?
I just
want to remind myself.
You got a problem.
I think he's trying to convince himself who he is. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
Maybe he does it.
Maybe look in the mirror
in the mornings all the time.
Or does that whole self
jerks himself off? Yeah. Prime Minister of Australia.
I don't want to think about that at all.
I'm the biggest wanker.
Literally, yes.
But look, it's great to have people like that. At least you strike up laughs.
We need a balance.
We need a comedy club.
You would need to compare it to
comedy club.
Yes, right. It is a comedy stand-up comedy. They should just rename it, like stand-up comedy. Open mic.
Stand-up comedy. Open mic. That's it.
Because a lot of comedians will say, like, it used to be really easy to make fun of, like, politics and politicians, and now it's like, you can't write that material.
I'm reading a lot of comedy writers now look at the speeches that Albanese does and say, okay, how does he do it? And
they copy it.
They copy it.
Yeah, because,
on stage, and everyone say, oh, my God, it's profound.
Who writes the material?
Yeah.
It's like, because they do.
What is he the
guy writers, right? They have people. Famous, like, TV shows, they have staff, they're writers who write the things, and then the people have to perform them. So it's like, it's basically a sitcom.
You should get an award for the best comedy. Like,
reality TV, literally.
Just the clown of the year.
And no one likes clowns. It's scary.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at all those. Like,
maybe it's time to get, like, a ministry of clowns in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, just make everything real, and then at least we know what you're dealing with. Long noses and all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Big shoes.
Well, you just do a filter. You do an AI filter, right? You can do that to anybody now. Just turn that on and make it so much better. Can you imagine? Just, it is what it, that's what it is, really. It's a performing act, and it's just can't take it seriously.
Yeah, it's gone. It's we can't do it anymore. We look at America, you can't take it serious anymore. Look at Australia, you can't take it serious anymore. And I think the same in Europe's happening. It's like,
yeah, really, like Germany, like you're like, what happened? Like, this
can't,
this
you stuff. Can't take.
They should just. They should also be do the balloon animals.
Yeah,
you know, and they have the long balloons and they twist them into mech animals.
Yeah,
they should do that too. All they're giving us koala giving us these like really serious speeches. They should be doing like a balloon.
Yeah,
with a really squeaky noise.
Maybe we should give a balloon to Archie. Yeah. Just learn this.
Cards coming out of your sleeves, the rabbit out of the hat.
Yeah.
You
Well, then it's at least interesting. So like then, then it would make sense.
That would actually then be entertaining.
Yeah, then yeah. Then you would say, I'm the Prime Minister of Australia. I said, yes, that makes sense.
Cirque du Soleil, move over. And we've now got, yeah. got something way better.
We've got the Parliament.
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Down to an art.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I do think about this too, like in terms of fear as a tool and those things. It's like, how would the Taoism or TCM differentiate or mix together like phobia? Because you can go like, because that's a more of a, maybe it's a Western term, like a, you know, scared of spiders, scared of snakes, scared of public speaking. That seems different to me than the kind of fear that we're seeing being used as a weapon.
It's a different,
correct?
The fear to spiders and natural fear. You know, that's got nothing to do. It doesn't cut you off from your gene.
Right. So that's a natural,
that's different.
Yeah, that's
an, that's a different thing.
Right. Is that linked more to survival and instinct?
Oh no, that's like that's it's a protector. Yeah. It's like okay, be aware.
Yeah.
It puts you alert.
Yeah.
And it actually strengthens you to deal with that fear is actually strengthening. Yeah. So if you deal with spiders, if you deal with snakes, it strengthens you.
Yeah.
Like if you deal with fear in a martial arts setting, it strengthens you.
Yeah, true.
If you deal with fear by in public speaking, it strengthens you.
Yeah.
But if you deal with the fear that the government is imposing on you, that weakens you.
Right, it can't be sustained if you lay
awake. It's a different kind of fear.
It's not, yeah, because like...
It's not designed to strengthen you. Like when, the fear that you have when you look at a spider... It's there's an underlying aspect in order to protect you, in order to get your strength, in order to face it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conquer. The fear of public speaking, you got to face it in order to conquer. So with the government, it's a different situation. What they're doing on us is like to move you away from accessing your power.
Yeah.
It's a different way. They're using fear to for you to be open to suggestions that will save you.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a spider looking at me, it's not like having a vaccine in their hands and, hey, have my vaccine.
Well, but then again, a spider that drips acid onto you is pretty bad. So,
yeah. But it's not having a solution with it. It's like, look,
no, it's just
either have me,
it's just a,
but I'm the fear monger here. But if you take the vaccine here, you will be fine.
Right, that's true. It's like a choice.
So the spider has got no interest in.
This is one solution.
The spider has no interest in me following their narrative.
No.
It's got no interest.
No.
The spider is there to kill something.
Right.
Yeah.
But then in that
case, it's not interested for it. The spider is not interested in me getting brainwashed.
No, but a spider does have a solution because it technically dissolves your skin. So that's a solution of some sort.
Yeah. It's good. We've got to sneak it into the parliament.
I think it would be like, fuck this. It would leave. These people are dangerous. I'm going.
Yeah, let's give a couple of
browse
the jacket off of other
news. I reckon it would be.
It dissolves in front of the camera. Gone.
That may happen also. That could just be a collapse of reality because I think maybe next episode we can talk a bit about the other side with Greg Braden and simulation and reality.
Yeah.
The perhaps possibility, likelihood, maybe that we're in a project, you know, that there's a base reality and a production of reality. But at some point, these people become so ridiculous that surely they're just going to collapse. Their reality is going to collapse and it'll cease to exist.
Yeah, in order to get to the new reality, we first of all laugh so much about it that it crashes.
Yeah, right, exactly. But even the simulation's like, I can't even deal with this guy. I'm going to delete him. Because if you're in the back end right now, if you're a coder and you're coding reality, you'd be like, this line makes no sense. Delete.
Yeah, something like a hologram.
It's kind of like, nah, it's not working.
Yeah, you just go, Albanese goes on stage and suddenly it's going to sparkle.
Yeah, just a pixelation.
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Just it didn't work.
And everyone said, hey, that was a good act.
But what's more likely to happen is that he's going to get booted out and he's going to leave and see this kind of person, like Palaszczuk.
Yeah, everyone lost the part.
All of them, like, except for fucking what's-his-face in Canada, still there. But a bunch of these people just left. Jacinda Ardern, Palaszczuk, what's-his-face, Western Australia, Mark McGovern, all the people who were really awful were like, oh, you know, it's time to throw the towel in. Just went like, and just tried to disappear. Dan Andrews, right? So I think they're still around, unfortunately, but they've sort of deleted themselves from that.
If we get stronger, they get weaker.
Yeah, that's a comfort.
That's what it is. If we get weaker, they get stronger.
Yeah.
That's the only weapon we have, the only solution we have, we get stronger.
Yeah.
So then they can't impact
us. Well, they're self-destruction.
They're after the brainwashing, and they're after our soul. They want us to destroy our soul. So if we all build our soul, they can't win.
Yeah, well, you prey on weakness, and then if you run out of that, what do you
do? You've got to just like every day, every morning, get up and just get into the breathing, get in the chi, and just put that switch into the gene.
Yep.
Yeah. and bang, and then you look at the you look at those who are trying to control you, and just you laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you pull the plug.
Try a new one. Yeah, try a new version.
New version.
New character. Upload.
That was a good program. Thank you very much. Yeah. But I learned my lesson here. I move on.
Yeah.
See you later.
That's fine.
Boom. Delete forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Let's I don't know how to wrap that one up. Yep.
That's it.
That's
the whole fact is, like, within is the power. And
yes.
We're gonna And laughter is actually a good way.
That's pretty good. I have to agree. I have to agree.
And I think that's why we see the development already, because when you look at Albanese and the government, we start laughing.
Yeah.
And now we know it's the tide is turning.
Well, there's the energy in that. The
tide's turning.
Yeah.
The tide is turning. This is just the fact that more and more people start seeing the clowns means that we move away from it.
Yeah.
And then that means we just eventually we don't need them. You know, we just like do our own stuff. Yeah.
There's a saying, and it's I think Art of War, and it's if you wait long enough by the river, the bodies of your enemies will float by.
Yeah,
that's pretty morbid, but the simple version of that to me is they'll self-destruct. Like, you do your thing. I mean, if you wait by the river, you could be doing a Tai Chi by the river, or standing, you know, grounding, building up, doing what you need to do, and eventually they're going to fucking undo themselves and float by.
Yeah, what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. It's just like
you just keep.
There's not much left.
No. And I think
they're operating themselves.
Insanity is like, I'll just let them keep going. Go further.
Yeah.
And you're just going to end up.
You just doing your own stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
We're just going to keep building our gene. If we build our gene, our kidney strength, that means that it's like they're going to eventually have nothing left to go by.
Yeah.
Because if we get strong, they get weak.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
And that's a strategy. Get strong. So you weaken that.
And make sure you find a way to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boredom off. Yeah, I'll just have to look at the parliament.
Yeah.
And that's it. Comedy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Till next time.
Yep.